Mr. Speaker, name and ABC number for the record, sir.
Christopher Elijah Mitchell, 309973.
Mr. Mitchell, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Trustees for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation of your warrant. And based on information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on April the 19th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's when you signed saying that the hearing would be held today, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
Although you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are five board members participating in your hearing. And they are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Mitchell and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God as you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Mitchell, you have one allegation on your warrant, and based upon, and I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads,
yes,
and it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 6, 2017, as written, directed on November 15, 2017. You are actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Mitchell, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of the hearing, which is a very important phase in the hearing, when the board will make a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to continue your own supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and once we get that, then we'll come back and talk with you, sir. Mr. Turner, sir, would you present us some background information on Mr. Mitchell?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mitchell was released from ADC custody on 11-14-2007. And arrested on 4-5-2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office on the ADC warrant and misdemeanor failure to comply warrant. So new charges and misdemeanor failure to comply. Date back to ADC is 4-5-2018 with an adjusted release date of 6-14-2018 with 120 abscond days. Current conviction commitment A, 2016 trafficking stolen property, 2 years. 2016 commitment B, trafficking in stolen property, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. He has a mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. However, since his return, he did receive disciplinary for disrupting count, out of place, and was found guilty of a minor violation. Other arrests. In 2009, indecent exposure, there was no, it was Arizona, no outcome. He has a current GB score of G1, V2, status and charges. Offender was arrested by the Pima County Sheriff's Department on 12-6, possession of drug paraphernalia, no. His ATS for all-time stop was 12-6 of 17. A failure to appear warrant was issued on 12-27 of 17. Offender was arrested on that warrant on 4-5-18. The warrant has been quashed and a new court date set for 6-15-2017.
So he has a new date, although that warrant was quashed.
The warrant was quashed and he was given a new court date to appear.
Okay. Okay, well, we're back to you, Mr. Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell, sir, it seems that when you were released, you were to live in Tucson at 5242 West Woods, Hour Drive there in Tucson. How long did you remain at that address, sir?
I still live there. I live there with my grandparents.
Oh, you live there with your grandparents. Okay. I'll come back to that shortly. But in terms of employment, did you have a job, sir, while you were out?
No, I didn't. I was actually talking with my uncle, and he was trying to help me get a job with him down at Target, like working in the warehouse kind of thing, where they load the trucks and everything, you know what I mean? And, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm really nervous right now, but where they load the truck.
Just calm down, sir. Take a deep breath and just calm down.
Okay, but, yeah, I didn't have a job, but I was looking for employment. My uncle was trying to help me, and a lot of my family was, they were really supportive, and they were trying to help me get a job, and I was actually looking into getting back into schooling and everything, but I kind of messed up, and I didn't show up to see my parole officer, and it was my first time, you know what I mean, being on parole, like, how they said it was my first time in ADC, and I didn't know what to expect, so I kind of just, I have no excuse for my actions. I messed up, and, you know, like, I don't know.
Okay, sir. I don't think that you submitted a UA, am I correct? Or did you, there was no sample on December the 27th, your color was ivory at that time, and there was no sample on January 17th that was provided. Therefore, you didn't do any UAs, am I correct, sir?
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
Did you use any drug, alcohol, anything while you were out, sir?
No, I wasn't using anything. I wasn't keeping up with what I should have been doing.
Okay, sir. I guess my final question, maybe more than one question, but one of my final questions would be, based upon the fact that you were suspended to 120 days, what were you doing then, sir? Your parole officer had no idea where you were, what you were doing, sir. What was going on for those 120 days that you were missing, so to speak?
When I messed up and I didn't show up for the face-to-face thing, I got nervous and I kind of just hung out around my house, you know, and I was looking for a job and I was trying to get my life in order to where I was planning on talking to him again and telling him, like, hey, look, I messed up, but this is what I have now kind of thing, but it didn't work out like that, and I don't know. I kind of just messed up, and it was just an all bad situation. I should have just came front and told him, hey, like, I'm sorry I'm late for this, but...
Okay, Mr. Turner has, from the Department of Correction, has some information he would like to share with us at this time.
Yes, there's a note on the OMS stating that on 1/17/18 that a notice of non-compliance was mailed directing the offender to report to the parole office in person in Tucson.
And so they sent you a letter asking you to support, and they probably, I can't speak for them, they probably squashed the warrant, and we wouldn't have the opportunity of talking to you today. Let me just ask one other question. What were you doing when the sheriff's office picked you up, sir? I know the charges and all of that now, but what were you doing at that time, sir?
I was helping a friend out with a ride.
And they just stopped, and the officer just stopped, or what? What happened, sir?
I was driving up Hartman, and I was with my friend Victoria. Well, she was a friend of mine, Victoria, and we turned right onto Linda Vista, and then we turned right, a sheriff, he was turning right onto Hartman, and I was turning right onto Linda Vista, which is, the roads connect, it's kind of like a T. So when I turned right, and he was turning down Hartman, where I was just coming from, he just scooped up behind me, and started following me, and when I went to turn onto my street to go back to my house, he pulled me over right as soon as I turned onto my street, and, kind of arrested me. Said I was, there was a warrant out for my arrest for parole violation, and he let her go, and he arrested me and took me into Pima County Sheriff's Department.
Okay, sir. Okay, at this time, we will see if all the board members might, well, let's see, Mr. Turner has something else he wants to share with us, and then I got other board members, yes, sir.
I'm sorry, sir, I'm backing up just a little bit. I did notice that on 1/14/2018, there is a note indicating that his parole officer spoke with him on the phone and gave him verbal directive to drop a UA and then report to the office on Wednesday prior to sending out the non-compliance letter, and he was a no-call, no-show, he didn't abide by the direction of the deal.
Okay, sir. Thanks for sharing that with us, Mr. Turner. Board members, any questions for Mr. Mitchell? I don't see any questions coming from our distinguished board members, sir, from you at this time. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. This is your hearing, and therefore, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make a decision. So, anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
Yes, sir. I've always been a hard-headed individual growing up. I grew up without parents, and I lived with my grandparents ever since I was four, so it kind of, I've always been, I guess, the problem child, but being in prison and coming back now, I've had a lot of time, or not a lot, but I've had some time to think about what I'm trying to do with my life and who I really want to be, and I'm trying to get back into school, I'm trying to get a job when I get back out, and I apologize for wasting your guys' time with this little incident, and I really do mean that sincerely, and if I was to be reinstated, I would honestly do the right thing this time.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir, but let me just say that you're not wasting our time. That's why we're here, to see if we can be helpful and to see if we can get you on the right track regardless of what decision that the board makes, because the board don't want to see you incarcerated. We would prefer seeing you being a productive citizen. But at this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination known at that point. So please hang on to the phone. Don't hang up, sir. The board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Mitchell to be a very interesting, intelligent young man. He's still a young man. He has a great future before him. He says he's now getting ready to get his life together. And I'm going to be very brief with my comments at this time. I would have been willing to release him, except that he absconded for 120 days, and I just cannot overlook the 120 days that he absconded, and because that's one of the things, because the parole officer is supposed to know at all times where he is and basically what he's doing. And that's my feeling, but I'm only speaking as one board member. I will yield to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion. My motion is going to be based upon the information contained in warrant number 2018W0323, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, as well as information coming from Mr. Mitchell. And as much as he has funded for 120 days, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, now who's second it?
I'll take this one.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you, Mr. Kiwanis. Okay. Motion by myself, CTI, seconded by Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by Honorable Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. The service will end your hearing. You're going to be out next Monday anyway. You know, I mean, about 28 days from now, you will be out on June the 14th of this year, which means that you won't have to be putting up with a parole officer, except remember that you do have that warrant out there, so you better work on that as soon as you get out, otherwise you'll be in trouble again. But we hope that you will get that resolved so that we won't have to see you again, and good luck, and your hearing is over, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.